Now, tell me about this. Who owns the government, or does our government own us? Is there even a question about that, Walter?
Well, there. When you look at the money involved and the control involved, it's gradually shifted over into a corporate, for-profit government in a veiled sense. You know, the public from 100 years ago, they were electing government. They were, it was more representative of the people. Today, it's more of a corporate mogopoly controlling the public and utilizing the public as a resource management tool for profit. The key point is the golden rule. He who controls the gold makes the rules.
Yep.
And when you look at collective government, both local and federal, they've taken over the banking industry, the brokerage industry, the if you look at collective government ownership of the stock market, if you break down individually different corporations, you'll find they're 60, 65, 70, 85% owned by collective government. Now, the public would never have even thought to look at that aspect. There's been a total blackout on the mentioning or discussion of collective totals or government ownership in collective totals for the last 65 years due to the, you know, condemning factor that when it's looked at and verified, it shows it's a totally different world than what we were told to believe.
And can you find it easily, or is it hidden, Walter?
It is there. Their whole game was never not making it not available. The whole game was never mention it, never talk about it, never discuss it. It's the old expression, if the largest tree in the forest fell, and no one saw or heard it fall, did it actually make a sound?
That's right.
And you've had people networking, large corporations networking, governments networking between themselves, constantly promoting, you know, deficits and budget shortfalls, as they've created a two-tier accounting structure where they'll show the tax revenue on the budget report, which they call the general purpose operating funds, as they've separated through what is called the comprehensive annual financial report, all of the investment funds, enterprise operations, venture projects, which are generating phenomenal money. So when the public, who's complaining about government growth and government overspending or collecting too much taxes, they are given a selectively created budget report, which shows where the tax income is spent. Well, the one problem with this picture is that when government separated off into the annual financial reporting accounting structure, they shifted the investment and enterprise income only to reporting in the comprehensive annual financial report. The tax revenue was just shown on the budget report, so as the years went by, this started in 1946, by the way, and come the year 2000, if you look at any large entity, only one-third of the gross income is tax income. Two-thirds of the gross income is return on investment funds and enterprise income.
Now, when Dwight Eisenhower was leaving the presidency, he warned us of the military-industrial complex. Is that part of what we're talking about right now?
Well, I've been studying this now for about 15 years, and what developed was in the, you know, after World War II, what you would call the boys, the large families, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and so forth, they knew government was where the money was. And what they did was they went to restructure government from a pay-as-you-go structure into an administrative clearinghouse for revenue collection, and they separated off the, you know, the public was always familiar with the tax aspect of government. So by separating into an annual financial reporting and accounting structure and a selectively created budget report showing where tax revenue was spent and allocated, they were able to build their investment empires and start venture and enterprise projects, which were profit centers, which the public now was not looking at the income coming in due to the factor it was not disclosed on the budget report. And they figured if they did this, they would have, and if they were controlling it and consulting and advising within it, they'd be able to get any project back, corporation back, anywhere around the world utilizing those funds. Well, that worked in the 40s, 50s, 60s, but by the 70s, government, in its management capacity, was building up so much wealth, so much investment capital, they started becoming the power structure over the large corporations and the individual families.
Sounds like that's what the Chinese are doing, Walter, except we all know that.
Well, we've laid out the blueprint.
Yeah.
I looked about 8 years ago. I came across an association that monitored all of the structures of different governments around the world as far as their tax income and the way they're structured. And as I started looking, I said, sheesh, 60% of the countries around the world were modeled after exactly what the U.S. was doing. So, you know, it became very evident that it was a corporate blueprint for takeover. And what they're doing is consolidating world ownership and one standard for productivity management of the population, you know, under this one corporate global empire. And all of the non-players, the independents, are being targeted and systematically eliminated one by one.
Almost muscled?
They have the money, the investment wealth, and the capital to target any country, any organization, any company. If they're cooperating, they flourish. If they're not, they're put under.
Now, is this a club of people? Now, we know about the Illuminati and these families you just mentioned. Their influence is worldwide.
Correct.
So there really aren't countries anymore. They, you know, we have the appearance, Walter, I think, of countries, but it's really not. There are no boundaries anymore, are there?
It's a corporate machine. It's gradually expanding its tentacles to be one solid conglomerate. And the population is becoming just simply a item for productivity management.
We're the drones for them, aren't we?
Well, it's the public has been masterfully entertained for the last several decades as the boys took it all over by investment. And, government is the actual true owner now of the banks, brokerage houses, insurance companies, and the large corporations by investment. The public was intentionally, there was a vacuum created, an intentional void created in the public's comprehension to make sure they didn't look. It was never discussed. And thus the public sat there being masterfully entertained as little bit by little bit. Another piece was taken over, another piece was taken over until government took over the entire ball of wax.
Well, when we hear the phrase of a one-world government, I assume we can say that's going to be absolutely true.
Yes, and it is us that is doing it primarily.
And we don't even know it.
You just have to look at the basics. I'll be discussing on the show tonight are the basics, the intentional void that was created. Regarding the basics for people to look at and start finding out for themselves, because it's the most important information they could learn in their lifetime. Because everything we were told when we were little kids in grade school about the way the U.S. was, you know, we were told Russia, you know, was a bad thing because the government owned and controlled everything. But here in the United States, free country, the people own and control everything, control government, and that's a good thing. Well, when you actually look at the underlying reality of what's transpiring, that's flipped on its back. And in fact, government took over more control here in this country than Russia could have dreamed about back in the 40s.